You have to hear this news. Fuse just secured $25 million in new capital, marking a massive strategic push to modernize loan origination systems for American credit unions.
That is huge. This investment specifically targets disrupting that aging infrastructure. It enables member-owned institutions to adopt AI-driven solutions rather than simply trying to maintain obsolete technology forever.
Exactly. The core thesis here is that legacy software really plagues the industry and must be replaced to meet current market demands. It feels like we're finally ready for it.
I agree. Credit unions have long depended on legacy systems designed for pre-digital eras, creating a significant gap between them and modern expectations.
And these platforms are notoriously difficult to maintain. They lack modern security features and offer poor user experiences compared to big bank competitors. It's frustrating for everyone involved.
Beyond the UX issues, specific inefficiencies include manual processes leading to slower approval times and higher operational costs. Plus, old systems present significant security risks, as they are harder to patch against modern cyber threats.
Right. The member experience suffers because customers expect seamless, mobile-first interactions that legacy backends simply cannot support anymore.
True. When institutions attempt to launch new loan products or process applications today, they often face bottlenecks caused by rigid software. That needs to change.
This is where Fuse changes the game. They address these issues with an AI-native platform. Unlike traditional fintech companies that layer machine learning on top of old software, Fuse was built from the ground up with artificial intelligence at its core.
That architectural choice allows for real-time processing, where AI models analyze creditworthiness instantly for faster loan approvals. It's a much cleaner approach.
Yes. It also enables adaptive risk management, where the system learns from new data patterns to improve fraud detection and risk assessment automatically. The learning is baked in.
Additionally, the platform offers seamless integration, as new financial tools are built to talk to existing banking infrastructures easily, reducing implementation friction significantly.
But here is something that really stands out. A critical component of this announcement is a $5 million rescue fund. This is not standard venture capital, but is specifically designed to help credit unions transition away from legacy software.
Many institutions are trapped by switching costs and technical debt, making modernization difficult without financial backing. It's a real barrier for smaller lenders.
That's why Fuse's Rescue Fund acts as a catalyst for migration. It provides necessary financial resources and technical support to make the switch less risky for smaller lenders.
By subsidizing transitions or covering specific integration costs, Fuse lowers the barrier to entry for credit unions that want to compete in the modern digital landscape without going bankrupt during the change.
This funding round matters significantly for the industry, as the financial services sector undergoes a massive transformation right now. We can't ignore the pressure these institutions are under.
Consumers are demanding transparency, speed, and control over their finances. Credit unions face pressure to match national bank capabilities without losing their community-focused identity.
And by securing this capital, Fuse positions itself as a critical enabler for these institutions. They're giving them the tools they desperately need.
The funds will be used to expand the product suite, enhance AI models, and scale operations to support more credit unions across the country. It's about growth with purpose.
I think we can all agree that this latest funding round represents a pivotal moment for American credit unions. We are finally moving forward.
In conclusion, Fuse's latest development signals the end of the era maintaining obsolete lending software. for lenders looking to modernize and members looking for better service. This is the future we need.